Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with World News. The headlines. India and Singapore deliberate upon six key sectors including digitalization, skill development and healthcare during ministerial roundtable meeting in New Delhi. Ukrainian president holds virtual talks with US president and European leaders in Berlin ahead of summit-level meeting between the United States and Russia. Wild polio virus WPV1 detected at 42 sites across Pakistan. And UK, France and Germany warn Iran of imposing sanctions if Tehran does not resume negotiations of a nuclear program. India and Singapore today deliberated upon six key sectors including digitalization, skill development and healthcare during the third round of ministerial roundtable meeting in New Delhi. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman led the roundtable along with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and Railways and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. The delegation from Singapore was led by the country's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Trade and Industry, Gan Kim Yung. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar thanked them for their commitment to strengthening India-Singapore comprehensive strategic partnership. Our correspondent has filed this report.
During the India-Singapore ministerial roundtable, the ministers recalled that the bilateral ties have been elevated to a comprehensive strategic partnership during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Singapore last year. Both sides deliberated upon six pillars identified under ISMR. These include digitalization, skill development, sustainability, healthcare and medicine, advanced manufacturing and connectivity. The ministerial roundtable is a unique mechanism for setting a new agenda for India-Singapore cooperation. Singapore is a key partner in India's Act-East policy, Mahasagar vision and Indo-Pacific vision. Both nations have strong partnerships in the areas of trade, investment, defence, culture, education and people-to-people exchanges. Suparna Saiya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Later, the ministerial delegation from Singapore called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Welcoming the delegation, the president noted that the India-Singapore comprehensive strategic partnership is flourishing even in an uncertain global environment. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today stressed on developing a mindset of self-reliance to deal with global turbulence and to lay the foundation for Vikasit Bharat. The minister was speaking at the Tourism Faith Conclave in Delhi.
Our real strengths have been our people and their self-belief. We have overcome adversities and we have addressed multiple challenges in the journey towards progress and prosperity. We have so much to be proud of and so much to share with the world. Our approach has long been driven by Vasudeva Kutumbakam and Atithi Deva Bhava. While we will always benefit by such openness, it is essential in times of unpredictability to stand firmly on our own feet. Atmanirbharta is, of course, the mindset to deal with global turbulence. But it is also the basis to strengthen our self-confidence, to increase our resilience and to lay the foundation for Viksit Bharat.
The External Affairs Minister said the practice of e-visas has made visiting India more pleasant.
Those coming to study in India, I want to emphasize, have also increased. And heal in India is today a mantra that is increasingly catching on in the world, indeed in our own country. And we see that reflected in the growing number of medical tourists to India. And of course, because finally I have to plug from my ministry as well, the practice of e-visas has made visiting India so much more pleasant an experience.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar greeted the Foreign Minister of Central Africa, Sylvie Baipo-Temon, and the people of Central Africa on their Independence Day today. Extending his wishes in a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, Indian peacekeepers are actively involved in the United Nations multidimensional integrated stabilization mission in the Central African Republic. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders held talks virtually in Berlin, Germany, with US President Donald Trump regarding his upcoming summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin to be held later this week. European leaders said President Trump agreed on their position on the Ukraine conflict. Talking to reporters, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz said The US president knows Europe's position and shares it extensively. Separately, French President Emmanuel Macron hoped that Mr. Trump will fight for a trilateral meeting with both Presidents Putin and Zelensky, a demand that Ukraine has long insisted. He also claimed President Trump was clear in the views that territories belonging to Ukraine cannot be negotiated and will only be negotiated by the Ukrainian president. Ahead of the virtual meeting, President Zelensky met European leaders in Berlin. Meanwhile, Russia has accused Ukraine of ramping up attacks ahead of the 15th of August meeting between US President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in Alaska. In a statement shared on X, the Russian Foreign Ministry stated that 22 people have been killed and another 105 injured due to Ukraine's shelling and drone strikes over the past week. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to World News. In Pakistan, wild poliovirus type 1, WPV1, has been detected in sewage samples from 42 sites across the country. The health officials reported that out of 127 samples collected from 87 districts in July, 42 tested positive, 75 were negative, and 10 are under process. The findings followed 3 new polio cases reported earlier this month, raising Pakistan's 2025 total to 17 cases. France, Germany and the UK, collectively known as the E3, have once again threatened Iran with the re-imposition of the snapback UN sanctions over its nuclear program if Tehran fails to resume negotiations. As per media reports, in a letter to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and the Security Council, the E3 foreign ministers reiterated their threats of reimposing international sanctions on Iran under the tenets of the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, unless Tehran resumes talks or asks for a deadline extension. The letter comes 2 months post the ceasefire between Israel and Iran following their 12-day war. The Iranian mission to the UN did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi had dismissed the threats, stating that the E3 nations lacked both the capability and the authority to reimpose the said sanctions. The Indian Olympic Association, IOA, today formally approved India's bid to host the Commonwealth Games in 2030 in its special general meeting in Delhi. India will now submit its proposal for the final bid before the deadline of the 31st of this month. The year 2030 will mark 20 years since the Commonwealth Games were hosted in New Delhi. Talking to media, IOA President P.T. Usha expressed her delight at the approval of India's bid.
Meeting is gone well and we have unanimously done the Commonwealth 2030 proposal, no, for to bid proposal. Because when you work together, then only we get the result. So I'm so happy today. Maybe we have a lot of facilities in most of the places. Ahmedabad, it is there. Bhubaneswar, it is there. And that we have yet decided, actually. So that will be coming very soon.
Typhoon Podul, the 11th typhoon of the year, made landfall in eastern Taiwan's Taitung County today, bringing severe storms to Hualien and Taitung cities. Due to the typhoon, railway services and flights were disrupted on the island, while many counties and cities suspended work and classes today. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and Singapore deliberate upon 6 key sectors, including digitalization, skill development, and healthcare, during ministerial roundtable meeting in New Delhi. Ukrainian president holds virtual talks with US president and European leaders in Berlin ahead of summit level meeting between the United States and Russia. Wild polio virus, WPV1, detected at 42 sites across Pakistan. And UK, France and Germany warn Iran of imposing sanctions if Tehran does not resume negotiations over nuclear program. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.